I just want to mention, you've alluded to it, but you were the first Senate wife to testify before Congress, which gets a lot of attention. Speaker of the House from our great state, Carl Albert, was helpful to you.
No, absolutely. He was going to let me get hurt. I've watched hundreds of sessions, but I've not ever participated. And I didn't know if I'd be knowledgeable enough if they asked me some real hard questions, but I gave examples that I knew, and the war on poverty was helping. And I told them about what we did in Oklahoma and that we used that money, and how the tribes on the eastern side of the state elected their own officials and became now the largest contributors to the state of Oklahoma. And I said, that's what can be done when you have good programs like this. Carl was there, and he was so nice. I asked Fred, he said, just don't embarrass me. So I said, okay, I won't. So Carl came over anyway, and afterwards Shriver sent me a bouquet of roses with a note.
And the note said, "To the lady that made the house a home for the poor."
Yes,
Isn't that a great line?
it is. He's so
Man,
pretty.
how good you must have felt about yourself. Did you read a speech?
No,
You didn't do any reading.
because
So
I
you were dyslexic, and I was wondering how that went.
I
But
can't read a speech.
so
I can
you.
make points, reference points, and I can go from there. But yes, that's always been a disability.
I wanted to point this out. You and Fred helped the Taos Pueblo Indians retrieve their Taos Blue Lake, and President Nixon is part of this story. Tell us the story.
Well, I have to tell a little bit. Fred and I entertained White House Fellows. It's a group of young people that are selected around the country to work in Washington at different departments. And they're called White House Fellows, all of them are, wherever they wind up. Well, we, for a couple of years, had invited them to the house and have some refreshments for them and let them ask us questions. There was a young woman there, Bobby Green Kilburg. She wasn't married at the time. Bobby Green, and she was appointed to the White House. Just out of that little one meeting, she called me and she said, I want to have another visit with you. So she adopted me as her mother. That's an Indian way, too. She had worked on the Navajo as a young lawyer. So when the legislation came up, Fred was really working hard. And of course, Clinton Anderson was a very well-known senator with a lot of prestige. He was the head of the committee that the legislation had to come out of. So there was no chance of getting it out, we were told. In visiting with her, she was saying, I know that y'all are working on the Taos Blue Lake, and said, why don't you come and talk to the president? I thought, well, Nixon? I'm being an old Democrat. She said, we'll see what we can work out. So I said, okay, let's try it. She talked to the president, and he assigned Lynn Garment, one of his top advisors, to meet with me. And won him over. We stayed friends forever. So he said, okay, the president told me to make the decision. So I took that information and ran and made it bipartisan. Also, I worked on my groups of women and religious group, my civil rights, made it a civil rights issue, a religious issue, and a Native American issue so that it just wouldn't get stuck. Fred held up all the laws that were coming that couldn't come on the floor until they voted on the Taos Blue Lake. And that was when the people from Washington said that was a strong, hard thing to do because he's bucking against a really well-known senator. And the senator said to him, Fred, we don't mess with your Indians in Oklahoma, and you shouldn't mess with mine. And Fred said, they're not yours, Senator. Because they were treating us in the Department of Interior like natural resources. We were the only human program in the Department of Interior. So that's one of the agencies we helped change.
But Nixon did help.
Oh, yes.
Did you meet with him
Oh,
then? And
yes.
how did that go?
Oh, it was wonderful. He was so proud. He said he was going to sign the bill, and we had a ceremony in the White House, and it was during Christmas time. It was just beautiful. I get emotional just thinking about it. Bobby was there, and all of the people that helped us was there, and the Taos people came, and we sat between them and the Secretary of Interior. He signed the bill, and he said the most wonderful things. It's on our film about how all the Taos people had lived there, and this was their sacred place, and said, it's a great thing here at Christmas time. We're giving back their land, and he was proud he did it. Fred, though, he said, do I have to give Fred Harris a pin?
But what a wonderful moment that
Or
was.
was
And
it?
all these things that you've been organizing and doing paid off in that, didn't
Yes,
it?
that had a ripple effect. They had a termination philosophy of the government that terminate tribes and make them not a tribe. and the Menominees had been treated that way, so they were trying to get back their tribal government. We got involved in that and was able to be helpful, and Ada Deer, who's coming to Oklahoma next week, I'm going to host her. She's staying with me. She was a young Menominee woman who came and lobbied the Congress. She stayed with us. We had receptions for them. The success of the Taos thing made the Menominee thing, and then the Alaskan claims was the third big issue. So it just was a ripple effect. People had more courage and confidence that maybe they could bring about change.